The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he had answered them well, he asked them, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and beside him there is no other. And to love him with all your heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any other questions. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself, by the Holy Spirit, declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord, so how can he be his son?" And the large crowd was listening to him with delight. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplace, and to have the best seats in the synagogue and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time and we thank you for this word. We ask you, Lord, to bless us as we meditate and contemplate on your word. May it fill our hearts and minds. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. What does that mean? Yeah? Jesus seems to think it's pretty important. There's a big conversation going on with among the scribes and the Pharisees and all those guys about what are the most important commands, right? Because there's 613 of them. There's 630 commands or instructions or laws, and there seems to be some that are more important than others. And Jesus recites the Shema. He's quoting Deuteronomy, right? "The Lord your God, the Lord is God alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and all your strength." And then the other one is a quote from Leviticus. It's actually a quote. Love, basically, love your neighbor as yourself, right? Love. What does it mean to love God with all your heart and all your mind? It sounds very romantic, doesn't it? Can you imagine a rom-com? Romantic comedy where we see somebody fall in love with God, right? What would that look like? Falling in love with God. Wow, you know, kind of, you think of that, you know, that spark that happens, and then they're thinking about the person and they want to love the person, but there's always that place in the romantic comedy where somebody has to lay it on the line, right? There's often a scene of forgiveness, or where they just kind of have to risk rejection. You know, every young guy knows this. Nowadays, young girls too. Approaching somebody to ask them out or see if they like them, and you face that question of, am I going to be rejected, right? I remember when Robin and I were dating, I thought we had been on 3 dates, but to her, they were just outings. But I hung in there, right? You care about how that person perceives you. You care about what they think and how they feel, right? You think about what their needs are and how you might fulfill those. I mean, even a love of a parent for a child, you're thinking about what their needs are. You even think about what their preferences are, what they like. You might give gifts. You arrange your life in some way around them. Spend time, right? You give of yourself to them freely. You give of yourself freely without compulsion. Does that sound like a relationship we might have with God? What do you think? Romantic comedy where you risk something for the sake of God. And some of us, you know, we're afraid of being humiliated sharing our faith. Can you imagine if you were trying to date somebody and they didn't want to let anybody else know that you were dating? Woo. That wouldn't be good, would it? That would be a tough car ride home. Yeah? Loving God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Nowadays, I think people think a lot about God in kind of philosophical, intellectual terms. Actually, I even had to have one of the prayers changed because originally it said, keep us ever mindful that love is not a feeling, but is action. And I said, now wait a minute. Why would we exclude feeling from our relationship with God? That's kind of intellectualizing God. It's making God an idea, right? And I know we don't do a lot of this. Oh, Lord, Lord. But do we want to avoid that? Really? Do you love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind? Organizing your life around God. Thinking about what God might want. Thinking about how God sees you. Doing things that God would like. Risking something for God. Do you love God? Do you love God? Spend some time in God's presence. Yeah? It's really important. Jesus seems to think it's really important to love God, not just intellectualize God, not just say, well, you know, it's a habit. Church is just a habit. Not just because it's the, you know, it's the right thing to do. I want to be a good person. Soften up your heart. Give your heart to God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Amen.